Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Memvav, Erevin 46a, and in today's Daf Yomi, Gemara establishes the principle, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel BeErev, that when there is a dispute when it comes to the laws of Erevin, the laws of an Erev, that we follow the lenient position. And because the Gemara has that statement, the Gemara tries to establish a general principle when we adopt a leniency and when we accept a stringent approach. In this context, the Gemara cites a brisa as it relates to the laws of mourning. So the Gemara cites a brisa that also appears in Moed Katan 20a, and that if there is a shmua krova, that means to say that if a person learns about the death of a relative just a few days after the person has died, then noheges shiva. Then under those circumstances, a person has to observe the laws of mourning for 7 days from the moment where they first heard about the death. During those days, the person has to observe the laws of shiva. They are not allowed to bathe. They're not allowed to wash their garments. And also, Ushloshim, they have to observe the laws of 30 days from the moment that they heard it. They're not allowed to get a haircut, they're not allowed to launder their, dry clean their clothes. However, if it will be a rechoka, if it will be that they hear about the death of their loved one, of their relative, but they only heard about it after, many days after the death, then in a noheges el yom echad, then according to the Braisa, they're only required to keep 1 day of mourning. Really, they're only required to keep 1 hour of mourning, because we say a portion of the day is like the whole day. So it says the Braisa, Ezohi Krova, the Ezohi Rechoka, what's considered a Shmua, that is Krova, what's considered soon after the death, where you have to keep the laws of Shiva, and what's called a distant hearing. So bitoch shloshim, if it's within 30 days, then we say it is a krova, then it's a close hearing, and then within 30 days you have to observe the laws of shiva from the moment you hear it. Achar shloshim, if it will be after 30 days, then it's called a rechoka, then you don't have to observe shiva anymore. It's after 30 days from the moment that they died. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva. Whereas Chachamim omrim achar shmua krova v'achar shmua rechoka no heges shiva v'shloshim. The Chachamim don't draw a distinction. The Chachamim's position is whether you heard within 30 days of the death or you heard after 30 days, you still have to observe the laws of shiva and shloshim. You have to observe all the mourning, no distinction. Anytime you have a situation where the individual position is lenient and the majority position is strict, like in this case where Rabbi Akiva is going to be lenient and saying after 30 days that you don't observe shiva, you just do one day, so and 1 day from shloshim, so halacha kedivrei machmir and amarubim, then we would have thought that the law should be that the law is like the strict ones who are the majority, which is the chachamim here, who say that you always observe shiva and shloshim no matter how distant from the moment you heard of the death, meaning to say no matter how long ago the person died. Except, says Rabbi Arachana, chutz mizo, except for this case where Rabbi Akiva is arguing with the Chachamim, because sha'afal pish Rabbi Akiva meikel v'chachamim machmirin, halacha kedivrei Rabbi Akiva. Even though Rabbi Akiva is lenient and says you only observe 1 day, and the Chachamim are strict and say observe 7 days, the law is like Rabbi Akiva. Why? The savar wa kishmuel, the Amar Shmuel halacha kedivrei HaMeikel BeAvel, because Rabbi Baruchana follows the position of Shmuel. Shmuel's of the position that the law is like the lenient one when it comes to mourning. And that is the principle that they've established here. The law is like the lenient one when it comes to mourning. What's the reasoning? What's the reasoning why the law is like the lenient one when it comes to mourning? So a spiritual reason is given by the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel explains in Parshas Kisisa why it is, in his commentary on the Torah, why it is that we adopt this position, why the Chachamim are lenient when it comes to the laws of mourning. And he does it on the basis of the Gemara in Moed Katan Tezvav Mabez, that we have a principle that somebody who's a mourner does not bring sacrifices when they are in mourning. So that is the case, that the mourner does not bring sacrifices. And the reason is, like Rabbi Shimon taught, that a carbon shlamim is called a shlamim, like a peace offering, but it's also shalem from whole. But it's to teach us that the person only brings this type of korban, this sacrifice, when he is shalem, when he is complete. But he doesn't bring it when he is in onain. He doesn't bring it when he's in mourning. So you can only bring this sacrifice when you're complete. And he explains that the avel, says the Shem Yishmael, a person who's in mourning, is defective, meaning to say he's incomplete. And so therefore it's known that in a situation when a person is defective, because the powers of tumah can cleave to such a person. So therefore the Torah made a decree by the laws of mourning so that a person is going to remain defective, and so that this should limit it so that the powers of tumah should not stick to him. However, in every generation, these powers of the tumah became more and more lenient. So generally speaking, the rabbis made a decree that we should be strict about the mourner, because we're worried about the powers of tumah that are cleaving to him. But in every generation, the powers of tumah become less and less and less. And so therefore, now that we're so far removed from the base of Mikdash, and we're not as worried about the powers of tumah, the rabbis were lenient when it comes to mourning. That's the spiritual explanation of the Shem Yishmael.